Evening Edition is brought to you this week by Squarespace, a modern and professional website publishing platform that includes customizable templates, drag-and-drop tools, 24/7 support, and e-commerce. Squarespace makes building and managing your site easy and affordable.
Learn more at squarespace.com and use promo code EE4 at checkout to save 10% on your subscription.
Welcome to Evening Edition for Monday, July 8th. Here are some of today's headlines. Asiana Airlines says one of the pilots flying the plane that crash-landed into the San Francisco airport over the weekend was still in training.
A town in Quebec is in ruins after a runaway train explodes.
More than 50 people are dead in Egypt as protesters fight with security forces in the streets.
In Nigeria, an extremist group attacks a school and kills 22 children.
And an algae bloom the size of Connecticut invades China's beaches.
The crash landing of the Asiana Airlines plane onto the tarmac at San Francisco International Airport on Saturday is still under investigation. Today, the airline's president announced that one of the pilots was still in training. Though he had been flying planes for 19 years, the pilot had spent just 43 hours flying a Boeing 777 and had never landed one at SFO. Yesterday, the National Transportation Safety Board said the pilot came in too slowly and tried to abort the landing just moments before the crash. The plane hit a seawall and caught fire. A passenger told the New York Times the plane descended perilously close to the water in the seconds before it hit the ground. Two teenage girls were killed in the crash, and one was apparently run over by an emergency vehicle. 180 others were wounded, and many were sitting in the back of the plane. People have been hospitalized with burns, road rash, broken bones, and serious head and spinal injuries.
The town of Lac-Mégantic in Quebec is still reeling from a train crash and subsequent explosion over the weekend. At least 5 people are confirmed dead and another 40 are missing. Much of the downtown has been destroyed, and rescue workers say they haven't been able to get to the crash site because of extreme heat and fires. The driver of the runaway train told the Globe and Mail that he activated the air brakes and manual braking system before leaving it. But after midnight, the brakes apparently failed, and the train, filled with millions of liters of crude oil, careened toward the town. Federal investigators found the train's black box amid the rubble yesterday. The cause of the crash and explosion is still under investigation.
In Egypt, more than 50 people are dead as protesters clash with security forces in the streets. Last week, Islamist President Mohamed Morsi was overthrown by the military after protesters demanded he step down. Today, demonstrators with the Muslim Brotherhood came out to oppose the military coup that forced their candidate from office. They clashed with soldiers and security forces outside Cairo's Republican Guard building, leaving 54 dead and more than 400 wounded. It was the most deadly incident since Morsi took office about a year ago. The military claims that gunmen opened fire on soldiers. Protesters say the military sprayed them with bullets first.
In Nigeria, 22 students are dead after a group of Islam extremists attacked a school, setting it on fire. Some of those inside were shot as they tried to flee. Others were burned alive. The Nigerian government has blamed the massacre on the group Boko Haram, whose name roughly translates to "Western education is forbidden." Since 2010, dozens of schools have been attacked by extremists, including 2 in June. The governor of the region visited the site over the weekend and said the attackers were, quote, callous and devoid of any shred of humanity, end quote. As a precaution, all other secondary schools in the northeastern region have been closed until September.
And finally, an algae bloom the size of Connecticut has hit the coast of China, covering popular beaches in slimy, foul muck. The algae is called sea lettuce in China. It's usually harmless to people, but it suffocates marine life. And as it rots, it starts to stink and scares away tourists. As the algae decomposes, it also emits toxic hydrogen sulfide gas. Local officials have declared a large-scale algae disaster, sending hundreds of boats out to try to clean up the mess. Nearly 20,000 tons of algae have been cleared so far, but the algae blanket still covers more than 7,500 square miles.
Miranda Mulligan is Evening Edition's editor-in-chief. Our team of writers includes Caitlin Esch, Julia Holloman, Ash Ponders, Philippe Mara Mendonza, and Celine Muzan. Go to muleradio.net for links to the stories from this episode, or read our editions from New York, San Francisco, London, and Paris at evening-edition.com. I'm Angela Kilduff.
And I'm Tom Carmody. Our podcast is distributed by the Mule Radio Syndicate. Evening Edition is brought to you each weekday by Mule Design Studio. Thanks for joining us.